Hey, it's Trevor Grant. Welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. Today we talk with Apo Demirtas, founder of Intelligent Hospitality. Apo talks about his background and how the idea of Intelligent Hospitality and Hotel IQ came about. We also hear about their typical client profile and why Apo feels marrying the general manager's skill at running the hotel combined with BI and data from across the complete operation will provide a distinct advantage post-crisis. Really hope you enjoy the conversation, so let's get started.
Hi Apo, great to see you again. Thanks for joining us. How are things for you guys?
Hey Trevor, thanks for having me. All well, busy, but well.
Yeah. good to be busy. Well, look, first and foremost, thanks for coming on board as an expert partner. Great to have you on board. That's why we wanted to get you onto one of our Who Are We interviews here, so we can find out a lot more about you guys, you personally, about Intelligent Hospitality, how you've developed and how you've grown. So with that in mind, I guess let's throw it over to you. Could you tell us a little bit more, first of all, about you and your background and your experience?
Sure. Again, thanks for the opportunity, Trevor. I'm a 30-plus year hotelier, and kind of shows my age, but it is what it is, right?
It is.
But to my credit, I started early on. I went to a hotel management vocational high school. So at age 15. Exactly. Anyway, so it started then and it's been going on until now. I work for major hotel organizations, including Hilton, Intercontinental Hotels Group, and later Jumeirah Group. And I've always been, I started in operations, became a GM at my first and only GM job at Mövenpick Istanbul. And then from there, I started climbing up the corporate ladder. Now, I have a bachelor's degree in hotel business and a master's degree in hotel business. But throughout my career, I always felt that something was missing, really. Being in hotel school and high school, vocational high school, and bachelor's and master's, they train you to be an artist and a true expert in hotel business. Mm-hmm. But what they lack is that scientific side of the hotel business, scientific side of running a business, right? And for that reason, I pursued a PhD in applied economics at Ohio State. And all that stuff had, everything combined, has manifested itself to where I am right now with Intelligent Hospitality.
I was going to say, that's a real cocktail of ingredients put together there.
It is. It is. I think this situation still exists, right? One of the biggest weaknesses of hoteliers today is that they are artists in their own domain, right? And they know the art form of hotel business really, really well. But when it comes to the commercial side of things, when it comes to running a business scientifically, right, mm-hmm. using the power of data, they're very feeble.
Yeah.
And so I've been on a journey to change that while I was working for hotel organizations and now.
And hence Intelligent Hospitality.
And hence Intelligent Hospitality and Hotel IQ, right?
Absolutely. So bring us up to speed then. Tell us a little bit about Intelligent Hospitality and Hotel IQ.
Sure. Until the end of 2010, I was the chief commercial officer for Jumeirah Group, based in Dubai. And towards the last year of my time with Jumeirah Group, I started contemplating on building a decision science and business intelligence platform to liberate hotels, really, to liberate them out of this nonsense game of Excel spreadsheets. Nothing against Excel, but it's very manual, and you can't really move an organization forward just using manual analytics and manual tools like Excel, right? So I wanted to move the industry out of that. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
Going back to late 1990s, 1999 precisely, I was with Hilton, and I embarked on the first BI journey then, right? So I was a corporate director of revenue management. I went into my office, and there was complete darkness, right? And here we are. I'm sitting at the corporate office, which was in Beverly Hills at the time. And you really don't have any instrument to see in a leading or lagging way where the portfolio, where your organization went or is going to go and or is going, right? So for that, we embarked on a BI journey. I took it upon myself and I wrote it A to Z. And we had a strong BI technology department internally. They basically built it up, right? So then I joined Intercontinental Hotels Group as VP Market Strategy, overseeing all commercial disciplines for own and managed hotels. Same scenario, but this was 5 years later. Same scenario, complete darkness and very rudimentary processes. Nothing really that can help you or guide you through the process in your role as a commercial leader. But then I embarked on another BI journey, built one there too. Then when I joined Jumeirah Group as their chief commercial officer, it was the same scenario, complete darkness. I mean, this is mind-boggling to me, and it never stops to surprise me, but it is what it is.
Somewhat frightening.
It is frightening. It is absolutely frightening. Microsoft introduced Excel in 1985, and hotel business works as if it is still 1985. It's not. It's 21st century. So when I joined Jumeirah as their chief commercial officer, same scenario. And so we embarked on another BI journey there, built one. During my last time with Jumeirah Group, I thought to myself, okay, well, I've done this three times already for three different organizations. I'm gonna come up with a fourth iteration, right? Take all my learnings and come up with a fourth iteration. And with that goal, I left Jumeirah and to found Intelligent Hospitality to develop Hotel IQ, right? So today, Hotel IQ is a highly recognized BI tool as the best BI tool on the market today. And again, it's the manifestation of all our background, my background primarily, and whether in hotel business or business science vis-a-vis applied economics. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
Yeah.
And you're based, just to help, sure. I mean, obviously we know, but just to let those watching and listening.
I'm based in Atlanta. And after I left Jumeirah Group at the end of 2010 to start with Intelligent Hospitality, we moved back to Atlanta because prior to Jumeirah in Dubai, we had been in Atlanta when I was with IHG. But our biggest office is in Toronto, which is where we have all our customer success teams and IT development team and support team.
Yep.
And we also have a small office in Singapore to serve our clients in Asia Pacific.
I was going to touch on your client base and wondering whether there was a geographical focus. Was it heavily leaning to the US or is it global? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's very global. We are in more than 27 countries and counting, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you take a look at the world map, it's a pretty even distribution between North America and the rest of the world. So it's very, very global. In fact, the first hotel to go on Hotel IQ was Crown Plaza Le Palace in Brussels, Belgium, right? So that was the first hotel. In fact, for the longest time, we did not have a hotel company or hotel using Hotel IQ here in the United States. Believe it or not, I mean, we started expanding international beginning year in Europe, right? And but now we have a very robust footprint here in North America, in Europe, and in Asia Pacific. It's very, very balanced. When I started the company with that goal, right? I didn't want to be susceptible to the swings in regional economies. Mm-hmm. So that's why you always need a balanced footprint, right? To hedge yourself against, again, regional economic swings. And I cannot take credit for this. It just happened to be that way that we are so global now and the footprint is even evenly distributed.
I guess like a lot of things, it's a reflection of obviously what you guys do, isn't it? And the fact is data is there. I mean, it doesn't matter which location you're in, which region you're in, everyone needs it, and it's successful. It's ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros. And one thing about the hotel industry is that it's very much data rich, but information poor, right? Yeah,
good point.
It's just because hotel companies, generally speaking, do not know how to get the data out of the source systems and put it through the process so it starts speaking to you, It is nothing on its own. It is, like you said, ones and zeros.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worthless if you don't put it through a process.
To do something with it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you've got the global focus, as you say. Is there a typical client? Is the brand chains the kind of core target market for you guys, or are you
very
mixed?
Good question. Very good question, actually. This gives me an opportunity to talk about who needs this, right? I'll give you a quick example. Just looking at our portfolio and how diverse it is, right? How how powerful in a sense that you have a 75-room high-end hotel in Bhutan,
right.
In the Republic of in the Kingdom of Bhutan, using Hotel IQ. A 75-room high-end boutique hotel in Bhutan using Hotel IQ just as powerful as Intercontinental Times Square, which has over 600 rooms.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Bhutan, Times Square. 75 rooms, over 600 rooms. Different locations, different business needs. Now, from that to Springwood Suites, an extended stay economy chain using Hotel IQ just as powerfully. As the hotel in Bhutan or the monster hotel Intercontinental Times Square. So what that means is that what I'm trying to tell is if you have a trading hotel, decisions need to be made, Trevor. It's up to you as the leader of that hotel company or hotel to decide if you're going to succumb to this manual analytics using Excel and really limit your potential or unleash your potential by having a tool like Hotel IQ, which gets the data, analyzes the data using our own proprietary metrics and analyses, and it reveals so much information, whether it's historical or out into the future, right? So there you go. I mean, it's an incredible mix of hotels that we have in pretty much every scale and every segment and every market.
And as you say, very varied. And I think often there can be this feeling that if I'm a small boutique hotel, what is the value of the data and all this talk about BI and do I really need it? And as you say there, you clearly demonstrated that a property, boutique property in Bhutan can be using it just as well as maybe what the perception would be that a large property, large chain property would see the value of it. And that Sorry, go on. You were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, at the same time, there are, 75, 80, 100 room Springwood suites using Hotel IQ just as powerfully.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's so scale doesn't matter. Location doesn't matter.
Full service or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If you're trading a hotel, right? If you have a trading hotel, it's a business. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you to decide if you're going to run that business in a rudimentary fashion or harness the power of data to guide you through this treacherous landscape, especially right now.
No, that makes sense. And we've heard from you, your BI journey, Hilton, then the same with Intercom, then the same with Jumeirah. So the spark for intelligent hospitality and Hotel IQ was not only born over time, but the refinement that leading to the technology developed was born out of experiences of putting these aspects together. So I can see the natural reason why you would have said, okay, well, I've had to do this three times. Let's actually develop something that can bring to bear your experience of building these tools. I guess what I'm keen to get into is, I think sometimes there's often, I'm not going to say confusion or misunderstanding, although maybe that's appropriate when people talk about BI. Can you just talk a little bit more specifically and tactically about the tools that you have?
Sure.
And if I was a GM and I was coming to you and saying, okay, I've heard all about BI and the value of data and you have a tool, but how am I actually going to use it? By having it, what will it tell me differently than what I think I already know by not having that solution?
Of course. Another great question. Thank you for that. All right. So let's start with BI, business intelligence, right? Those two terms are misuse over and over and over again. Everybody calls whatever they have, any kind of reporting they have, as BI. Now, the BI is not reporting, and reporting is not BI. Let me just start with that. Two very different things. Now, a lot of companies have quote-unquote BI systems. I mean, you look at TravelClick, they have their BI systems. But what is that? It's a rate shopping tool. It's Demand 360. And is that BI? And you look at a company like OTA Insights. So they call it, they have a BI tool. But is that really BI? What is BI? Mm-hmm. BI is a multidimensional and dynamic way of analyzing the data and revealing insight to the end user to guide that user going forward. So business intelligence is not about reporting. Business intelligence is about answering the next question, right? It's a journey. So Trevor, as a GM, you ask a question, and I answer that question for you, but that answer will prompt yet another question. Okay, and I should be able to answer that second question right there and then. Now, the answer to that second question will yet prompt a third question. That's what BI is. It's a voyage of discovery.
Right.
Right. And now, this is not just about quote unquote data visualization. Hotel industry is very unique. It's very fragmented. And and to be able to really do this right, Trevor, you need to have three elements come together. One, you need to know what you're trying to solve, right? For that, you really need to know hotel business like back of your hand. You need to be a hotelier. Right? You have to have walked in the shoes of a hotelier at every level, from a front desk agent to a rooms division director, mm-hmm. to general manager, to senior VP, to chief commercial officer, whatever that thing, you need to know all tiers. And so you know the pain and what needs to be solved. Unless you know what needs to be solved, you're not going to be able to solve.
Yeah.
But that alone is not enough. So if you're a magnificent hotelier, you're not going to be able to solve this. That alone is not enough. What else you need is that very robust scientific background that's driven by applied economics. That's what runs today's business world. So what you do is you marry the art of running hotels with the science of running business, right? And that marriage can only be enabled by the most powerful and the most recent technology, right? So you got those three very, very important ingredients. You make that marriage happen between the art of running hotels and the science of running business. And in technology, in this case, it's not a solution. The solution is that know-how of marrying both. Technology becomes an enabler, single most important enabler, mm-hmm. to make the marriage happen, right? So that being said, you look at all these BI platforms, they're not really true BI. I've never been called a BI, and that's what actually gets under my skin. The real BI is again, harnessing the power of data and applying your tremendous degree of knowledge and expertise in hotel business and business science onto that data, so it starts speaking to you. That's where our differentiation is, and you know, it's being recognized. Even J.P. Morgan, in their CIO survey, again listed us in a very short list as a top top vendor, mm-hmm. and we were the only company that served the hotel industry to be listed.
It was
totally unexpected. When they called me, I told them, I said, do you know how small we are in comparison to everybody else you have on this short list? But hey, they were mentioned. So that's what BI is. It's not reporting. It's not rate shopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about connecting the dots. It's about operationalizing it to a degree where hotels really run on it and make critical commercial decisions based on the information they get. And in addition to that, using very powerful predictive capability, what we have done is we've automated the forecasting and budgeting process. Right?
I was going to touch on that, because often the data, when you hear people talking about data, they naturally think, and obviously a core part of our community and audience, is the revenue management. Right. And the other area where data seems to get talked about a lot is in the digital marketing space.
That's right. Yep.
But data is occurring in many fields within the hotel, and you touching on there around the forecasting and the operations piece is an interesting take.
Of course it is. It's commercial business intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. And who has stake in it? General managers and directors of sales and marketing, directors of revenue management. Now, you spoke about revenue management. Revenue management is, that's another misconception about revenue management. Revenue management is not a discipline. Revenue management is a way of operating. Revenue management is in sales. Revenue management is in marketing. Revenue management is in pricing. Revenue management is in inventory controls, mm-hmm. inventory management. And so revenue management is everywhere. It's about thinking scientifically, thinking through applied economics in whatever you do. For example, if you're a salesperson, if you're head of sales, and how do you know where to go for a sales call? What do you base that decision on? Mm-hmm. Just purely account production? No, that's just so one. Again, it's just one vertical. There are just multiple verticals, really. And if you're head of sales and marketing, and you've convinced your general manager to give you $20,000 for a marketing campaign, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Which channels? When? Timing isn't everything. You go out there with your messaging too early, you don't get as much ROI. You go too late, you don't get as much ROI. How do you decide when to go, where to go, what to say? It's all driven through. All that decision is driven through business intelligence.
Assuming we're not still operating like the 1985.
Well, exactly. That's a total different ballgame. But in my book, Trevor, it's just not acceptable.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, we are smarter than that as hoteliers.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was fascinating to hear. About intelligent hospitality, fascinating to hear about Hotel IQ and your background and how the idea and the spark behind the technology came about. And as I say, we're so pleased to have you guys on board as expert partners and look forward to working with you guys in the future to bring more about how your solution is having an impact.
And what you do is important, but why you do it is equally important.
Absolutely.
So this is not something this is not something that I woke up one day and said, okay, well, I have dollar signs in my eyeballs, and this industry is so anemic when it comes to harnessing the power of data, so I'm just going to do this to make a lot of money. No, that's not the case. This was born out of a need. And as a hotelier, and at the same time a business scientist, when I was at Hilton, I couldn't stand it. I had to solve that problem, and we did that. Same thing at IHG. Same thing at Jumeirah, right? So this was born out of a need. What drives me nuts is the so-called BI companies just are mushrooming right now, Trevor, and because they're saying that they'll be able to make a lot of money, and that drives me nuts because that's the wrong intention, mm-hmm. right? That's the wrong intention. Our intention is to evolve the hotel industry. Our intention is to liberate hoteliers and the hotel industry at large. Financial return, it just becomes a natural outcome of our genuine desire to make all that happen, mm-hmm. right? And we really care. We very much care about hoteliers because we are one of them, and it drives me nuts that when companies with young founders who have never walked in the shoes of a hotel, they've never worked a day in their lives in a hotel, come up with a hotel BI platform. So, and I often find myself explaining what BI is to hoteliers and what the difference is between us and them.
And I think what I take from that is your focus is much more around the value, not just of the technology, but just BI in general to the hoteliers, and recognizing that, well, the money that comes from buying the tech is a contractual transaction. And the more value you add, and the more value you add to the hotel industry, the more people will acquire it. And so therefore the money does follow. But focusing on the value than just focusing on the money is what I took from that message.
That's exactly right. And we have the luxury of doing that because we don't have outside investors, right? Unlike the other companies, they're heavily invested by venture capital money, and venture capitalists have them on leash. And we don't have that. We're free. We do what's in the best interest of the industry and the hoteliers.
That's brilliant.
At the highest quality. Yeah.
No, that's really good. And really useful to hear those last points as well, because that is a differentiator there. That's the important thing.
That is a differentiator.
Brilliant.
That's right.
Well, always a pleasure. As I say, great to have the time to sit down and talk with you. And again, I repeat myself, but look forward to working with you over the coming months and years to help get that message further afield for you.
As do we, Trevor. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Apo for joining us, and I hope you found the conversation interesting. Feel free to get in touch with us if you have any questions. We're always interested in your thoughts, and we're happy to follow up with our guest. You can reach us via our social channels or via email at insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights@revenue-hub.com. Also, if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes. And if you can subscribe on YouTube, that would be great because it really helps us out. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.